course, so in all of this, we're going to just commit everything to God as we make plans for all of this. Amen. Let's pray. Let's pray as we open up our hearts to the guidance of His Spirit and the Word of God. Thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful once more that as a family of God, as a church, that we can come in Your presence, God. A time that we can honor You and remember that, Lord, the most important thing in our lives is to be in Your presence, God. That's why You would constantly remind us all never to forsake the assembling of the saints. We know that, God, You're going to bless everyone gathered today, every child, every adult, Lord God. That, Lord, even as we make room for Your word in our hearts, we thank You, Holy Spirit, that You would give us understanding and enlightenment and revelation that would change our hearts forever, God, that we may become closer to Christ, know Him personally more, and that our heart's desire is to serve Him all the days of our lives. In His mighty name we pray. Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. So if you're able, we're going to read a whole chapter this afternoon. And if you're able, please rise up and turn our Bibles in the Gospel of John, chapter 9. Thank you, Lord. John chapter 9. The Gospel of John chapter 9. Let me know if you're there. The Gospel of John. As he went along, he saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" "Neither this man nor his parents sinned," said Jesus, "but this happened so that the work of God might be displayed in his life. As long as it is day, we must do the work of him who sent me. Night is coming when no one can work. While I am in the world, I am the light of the world." So that's one of the names of our Lord Jesus. He is the light of the world. Having said this, he spit on the ground, made some mud with the saliva, and put it on the man's eyes. "Go," he told him, "wash in the pool of Siloam." This word means sent. So the man went and washed and came home seeing. His neighbors and those who had formerly seen him begging asked, "Isn't this the same man who used to sit and beg?" Some claimed that he was. Others said, "No, he only looks like him." But he himself insisted, "I am the man." "How then were your eyes open?" they demanded. He replied, "The man they called Jesus made some mud and put it on my eyes. He told me to go to Siloam and wash. So I went and washed, and then I could see." "Where is this man?" they asked him. "I don't know," he said. They brought to the Pharisees the man who had been blind. Now, the day on which Jesus had made the mud and opened the man's eyes was a Sabbath. Therefore, the Pharisees also asked him how he had received his sight. "He put mud on my eyes," the man replied, "and I washed, and now I see." Some of the Pharisees said, "This man is not from God, for he does not keep the Sabbath." But others asked, "How can a sinner do such miraculous signs?" So they were divided. Finally, they turned again to the blind man. "What have you to say about him?" "It was your eyes he opened." The man replied, "He is a prophet." The Jews still did not believe that he had been blind and had received his sight until they sent for the man's parents. "Is this your son?" they asked. "Is this the one you say was born blind? How is it that now he can see?" "We know he is our son," the parents answered, "and we know he was born blind. But how he can see now or who opened his eyes, we don't know. Ask him. He's of age. He will speak for himself." His parents said this because they were afraid of the Jews, for already the Jews had decided that anyone who acknowledged that Jesus was the Christ would be put out of the synagogue. That was why his parents said, "He's of age, ask him." A second time they summoned the man who had been blind. "Give glory to God," they said. "We know this man," they're referring to Jesus, "is a sinner." That's how they saw him. He replied, "Whether he's a sinner or not, I don't know. One thing I do know, I was blind, but now I see." Then they asked him, "What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes?" He answered, "I have told you already, and you did not listen." He was getting... "Why do you want to hear it again? Do you want to become his disciples too?" Then they hurled insults at at him and said, "You are this fellow's disciple. We are disciples of Moses. We know that God spoke to Moses, but as for this fellow, we don't even know where he comes from." The man answered, "Now that is remarkable. You don't know where he comes from, yet he opened my eyes. We know that God does not listen to sinners. He listens to the godly man who does his will." Nobody has ever heard of opening the eyes of a man born blind. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing. To this they replied, "You were steeped in sin at birth. How dare you lecture us?" And they threw him out. Jesus heard that they had thrown him out, and when he found him, he said, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" That's a very important question. "Who is he, sir?" the man asked. "Tell me so that I may believe in him." Jesus said, "You have now seen him. In fact, he is the one speaking with you." Then the man said, "Lord, I believed," and he worshipped him. Jesus said, "For judgment I have come into this world, so that the blind will see, and those who see will become blind." Some Pharisees who were with him heard him say this and asked, "What? Are we blind too?" Jesus said, "If you were blind, you would not be guilty of sin, but now that you claim you can see, your guilt remains." Lord, there's so much about this story that we read today, so many important truths and lessons of faith that each one of us need to learn. We ask, Holy Spirit, that you guide us in the study of the Word today, and by your grace, help us to apply these truths in our lives for your namesake and glory, in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. You know, Sister Sally started with, in our giving, as far as the first miracle that Jesus did when he started his public ministry. See, miracles, it's something that only God can do because it's supernatural. We still have to believe that our God is a miracle-working God. We might be living in the 21st century, and, you know, with all of the hype of all technology, and at times we're so amazed about what man can do, right? But yet, you know, what man does is nothing compared to what our Lord Jesus can do. You know, one of our important, when we count our blessings, one of the things that we are to be thankful for is the ability to be able to see physically. When a person loses the ability to see, it's so difficult. So difficult. I can't imagine losing my vision. When you and I would have certain conditions with our sight, you know, of course, there's like this urgency for us to seek help as far as whether we can no longer see because of our old age or can be another condition, right? Whether you're a young person. And one thing that we would see is from the Word of God, it tells us that God created all of this part of us. Now, because we live in a fallen world, we realize that our life here is never perfect. When the story started here in this gospel, here in chapter 9, it tells us that Jesus saw a man, and the story tells us what his condition was. This man was blind from birth. From birth. So when he was born, he wasn't able to see. Bulago siya. Nung siya'y pinanganak. For someone to be in that condition since birth is a tragedy. Right? Now, it tells us the second thing that happened in verse 2 was the first question that the disciples of our Lord Jesus asked was when they saw the man. They said, "Rabbi," or "teacher, who sinned?" Look at the question. Who sinned? This man or his parents? Because during those times in the Jewish culture, when a person is suffering, whether it be out of poverty or it's because of sickness, that they would contribute it to a sin in their lives. But here, church, hear this. That's why you and I need to know the whole counsel of God. What does that mean? Whole counsel of God. We just don't pick and choose. Sickness can come because it could be of sin. But in this particular story, it addresses clearly when he was asked by his disciples, "Lord, sino nagkasala? Ba't nagkaganyan yung taong yan? How come he was born blind since birth, God? Was it because he sinned or his parents?" And Jesus directly said outright, "Neither. neither this man nor his parents sinned. So in this particular story, we see that it's not because of sin in his life nor in the life of his parents na nagkaganon siya. But look at what was the reply. That's right, but this happened. Look at verse 3. But Jesus said, but this happened so that the work of God might be displayed in his life. You know, I know it's a natural tendency for anyone, myself included, or anyone, that when, more so when you said, oh, I've already committed my life to Jesus, bakit ganun? Lalo atang marami ata akong problema nung naging Kristiyano ko. And then they say, probably something's not working. And then we begin to ask, Lord, why? Why is this? Why are these things happening to me? And you know what the scripture tells us is, it's always good to go to God first. Because no matter how people may have good intentions as far as comforting us when we go through problems, the first one that we should approach when we get into troubles, deep troubles, overwhelming problems, is the Lord himself. We go to his word. That's why the Bible tells us that one of the things that should happen in anyone's life when sufferings come is it pushes us. It should push us, provoke. Hosea, the book of Hosea, uses the word provoke. It provokes us to seek God more. And when we seek God, we come to Jesus and his word is truth. It's truth. Katotohanan. And so here, the disciples heard a truth from the Lord that and said one thing, it's not sin, that's why this man was born blind, but that the Lord allowed that so that God's power may be seen in his life. God is telling that to you and me today. If God has allowed certain problems in our lives that we cannot fix ourselves. Kasi if we can fix all of our problems, sasabihin natin, I don't need God. I think the best starting point for anyone is to recognize our own limitations. And recognizing our own limitations is a posture of humility for anyone. For anyone. We mentioned this at last time. Steve Jobs, the co-founder of Apple, he was rich, but you know he was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. Much as he wanted to live more, but you know what? He cannot save himself from death. Life comes from God himself. Life comes from God, and it is God, Jesus, who sustains us every day. You know, we are here because of the Lord. We were here because ang Panginoon lang ho nagbibigay ng buhay at kalakasan. We cannot boast, I'm here, you know, because of me. No, never, never. You know, when I was at the office, you know, the group that comes here early to pray, and, you know, one of the things that I heard from what they were sharing was about, even with the songs, is I think that there's such a great need. And one of the songs that I overheard, if I remember correctly, is having reverence for the presence of God. You know, there's one song, we are standing on holy ground. When you and I recognize that when we came here, sino ba hong imi-meet natin today? Whom are, ang Sundays natin, we are keeping our appointment with whom? With God himself. When you and I would remember that, that would change our attitude in coming to church. Whether it be of time, hear me out, whether it be of time. If we give up an hour of sleep just to get here on time. Lord, you deserve my best, my worship. That will change. And I pray that our spiritual blindness be gone. To ever think that, you know, Lord, I showed up, okay? Tama na yun, okay? No. Every day of our lives, we need the Lord. Every day of our lives. And it's for our benefit. It's for our benefit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. Let's continue. Now here in this story, we're going to see four different kinds of reactions to who Jesus is and four different kinds of reactions of how they reacted to the word of our Lord Jesus. And let the Word of God be a mirror to all of us. Because, you know, when you use a mirror, when you look at yourself in the mirror, what's your purpose? To see how you look. You don't, if there's something like, oh, may dumi, you know, we clean it up. Pero pag yung buhok eh hindi ayos, of course we fix it, right? See, many times all throughout these years in the ministry, people, let's say when there's a preaching, they would say there's a message. Oh, sayang wala dito siya. Di ba ganun? No, bakit ngayon pa hindi umatin? At times it's for us. The Lord made us to be present during that day when that message was preached because it mirrors our condition. And so when God uses His Word to mirror us, kung meron kailangan i-adjust, i-adjust natin. No? Amen. Allow the Holy Spirit to do the fixing. Amen. So Jesus said, it's not sin, but because the work of God might be displayed in his life. So God is telling you and me, yung problema po natin ngayon, God wants to use that so that His power be seen. Kasi, when in our weaknesses, dun ho makikita ang kalakasan ni God. When you read Jeremiah, it said, let not the wise man boast about his own wisdom. Let not the strong man boast about his own strength. Let not the rich man boast about his riches. If there's anyone who would like to boast, kung meron taong gustong magyabang, sabi po sa Bible, let that person boast in the Lord. That God, He is God who is understanding, who exercises loving kindness and justice. So when you and I come to know God more in our lives, ay, yun ang dapat natin pagmalaki. Oh, wow, Lord, thank you, God. You caused me to know you more again today. Now I see you, di ba, the Word of God is compared to a treasure, a jewel. Di ba, ang diamond ho, the more a diamond, sino bang mahilig sa ano dito, jewelry? Ang diamond becomes more expensive when maraming cuts. They call it facets or carats, no? The Word of God is like that. Marami pong facet, angle to the Word of God. So we can never say, eh, napa, narinig ko na yan. Paulit-ulit naman. No, because the Spirit of God wants to see us at a different angle in the Word of God. Amen. So we need to ask God, Lord, gusto ko matuto today. I want to hear from you. I want to learn from your word. Kasi Lord God, I can't do this on my own. God, I need you. So I thank God na yung presence nyo is an indication that you and I are humbling ourselves and say, God, I need you in my life today. My family needs you, God. Lord, in my workplace, God. Oh, Lord God, in my workplace, Lord, you know everything. Lord, 911, call na to God. We begin to see that through the Word of God, God is going to show us a lot of things. So let's continue with the story because there's so much to learn. And so let's look at this. In verse 6, here we go. And so, nakita na ni Jesus yung condition ng man, right? Having said this, verse 6, what did Jesus do? Okay. He spat on the ground, made some mud with the saliva, and put it on the man's eyes. Pause. We have to understand God's methods and ways. Jesus could say, come here. Well, let's say, ang pangalan niya, Bert, come here, Bert. O pwedeng from where the man was, dahil blind siya, no? Para madali, stand where you are, and I'll say, be healed. Right? But no. Why of all things would Jesus, saliva, spit on the ground, dumakot ng mud, wow, and put it in the man's eyes. Medyo, ano, di ba, radical. Kasi if you put mud on your eyes, di ba, mapupuwing, bulag na nga, eh, tapos mapupuwing pa. Talk about infection ng mami ko. Yeah, exactly. And yet, there's an important lesson. May way si God. When God wants to perform a miracle in our lives, let God do His ways. Kasi madalas tayo, alam ni Lord John, He knows us in and out. In our minds, meron tayong way of thinking na this is how the problem should be solved. Right? We always quote Isaiah 55, Lord, your ways are higher than ours and your thoughts are higher than our thoughts. So, ang approach niya to this blind guy was spit on the ground, get the mud, and put it on the man's eyes. And so, now look at verse 7. So, yung lesson dun sa verse 6 is what? Let God do His way. We want a miracle? Whatever it is it that, ano bang miracle? We come to God and say, Lord, ano ba yung pamamaraan mo? Guide me. Guide me. And the Bible tells us that our steps are ordered by God. Teach me what to do. Teach me what to do. Amen. Now, verse 7. Eto na po. Okay. So, verse 7, sabi niya dun sa man, go, wash in the pool of Siloam. So, the okay, verse, sige, pause muna. Verse 7. So, sabi ni Lord, nilagyan ng mud, go, wash sa pool of Siloam. Now, eto na naman, another contradiction. Lord, ano ba naman yan? Bulag na nga, nilagyan mo na pa ng mud, tapos inutusan mo pang pumunta sa... Right? It's funny to us, right? Why? Because God is drawing obedience on this man's life. Faith. He said, go and wash. And so, the man went and washed and came home seeing. See, obedience is the pathway to God's miracle. Amen. It's not just enough to hear, but we need to obey. No matter how difficult, you know, the blind man, he could have said, Lord, mahirap yung pinagpagawa mo. Teka muna, Lord. He could have made a litany of complaints. Lord, number one, nilagyan mo ako ng mud sa mata ko. Pambihira ka naman talaga. Second, now you want me to go to the pool and wash. Lord, mahirap para sa akin. So sorry. The man could have made that choice. But the Bible teaches that that man obeyed. I think when a man is so desperate, when a person is desperate for a change, desperate, and we all come to a point in our lives that we are desperate for a change. God, matagal na to, Lord. A man since birth, blind. And probably in his mind, what have I to lose? What have I to lose? I'll go and try what this man is telling me. I'll go. And when he went and washed, the Bible tells us, this man went home seeing that there was a change that happened in his life, that when he came home, people did not recognize him. They said, verse 8, his neighbors and those who had formerly seen him begging asked, verse 8, isn't this the same man who used to sit and beg? Look at how this man was described by people. Paano siya dinefine? Paano siya dinefine ng tao? Yes. Isn't this the same man who used to sit and just beg? So, sa tao, yun ang definition niya. Sa mata, sa standards ng mundo, that was his definition, that he was a man who's blind, who just sits there and begs. And so that's why some said, hindi yan, naku iba. No, he's a different man. Others said, no, kamukha lang. Hawig lang, di ba? Kasi, but look at this. But he himself insisted, I am the man. See, when a person comes to Christ, the Bible tells us that anyone who is in Christ is a new creation. You know, when I was reading this, I was reminded of the change that God did in my own personal life, but the Lord brought me to the next level in, you know, when I was studying this. You and I are praying for others. And I was reminded of people that I'm praying for right now. And it just grabbed my heart that, God, alam ko, ang pag-asa nila, their hope is only in you. Jesus, only you can change them, God. I think most of us have tried so many things to reach out to so many. It could be a loved one, a family member. It could be a situation. It could be a physical condition. It could be a lifestyle that they're in sin, that they're in spiritual blindness and darkness, that we're so desperate that God changed them. And what brought hope in my heart is when I was reminded of that verse that anyone who is in Christ is a new creation, that they would say, is that the same person? Is that the same person? And that they would say, yes, that's the same person, but he or she was changed by Jesus. Amen. There's hope. There's hope in Christ. Amen. So let us not give up on them, because Christ did not give up on us. And so we see, as we progress with the story, we see how ang first reaction was the neighbors, skeptical sila. Ano ba yun sa Tagalog ng skeptical? Hindi sila hindi makapaniwala sa change that happened to this. Yeah. So, yun ang nagdududa. Hindi, imposible. Impossible. But with God, all things are possible. So the second thing, as you and I would see, were the Pharisees. Sino ba yung Pharisees? These are, they call themselves elite when it comes to the things of God. They would brag about how much they know about the Word of God, but yet, hindi nakikita sa buhay. They can talk about what they do. Even, they tithe even on the minutest. Can you even imagine? They even tithe on their seeds. Mga binhi. They can go to the extreme, pero here, it's amazing how they are called religious leaders, but they missed out on experiencing the Messiah himself. Why? Because they were bound with man-made traditions. They cannot believe that right before their eyes is the Son of God. Now, kaya they did some investigation. They tried to dig. Ano ba nangyari dito sa taong to? So they ask him, wow, and the guy told them, it was the man named Jesus, and he said the story. Hindi sila maniwala, so sino yung tinawag sumunod? The parents of the man. Parents of the man, hear this. Meron ding pagkukulang yung parents. In fact, the Bible tells us that when they were summoned, is this your son? Yes. He's our son. We know he's our son. Is it true that he was born blind? Yes. But how come he can see now? And so, ano sabi sa kanya? Go ask him. Yes, he's of age. You know why they said that? Yung faith nila kulang eh. The Bible tells us that they believe, but out of fear, as they would acknowledge Jesus, matatanggal sila doon sa kanilang religious organization. Oh, fear of men. So many miss out on Jesus because of growing up in a culture, nakagisnan ko na to, kakamatayan ko to. They miss out. When the truth is being shared to us from the Word of God, there is a response required of us, and that is whether we will believe or not. People. And so that was the case with the parents, because the Bible said, ask him, he's of age, he will speak for himself. Wag kami ang tanungin mo, tanungin mo sila. Ganun ang sabi. All because of fear. Wag po tayong matakot sa sinasabi ng tao, mas matakot tayo kay God, pag mag-disobey kay God. Why should we spend our lives seeking approval of people rather than seeking God's approval? That's blindness, spiritual blindness. When we put more weight, pag binibigyan po natin ng mas timbang o halaga yung opinion ng tao we check it. No? Ang basis namin natin to know whether is what? The Word of God, truth. The Word of God is truth. That's why you and I really need to find time, really spend time in reading God's Word. For the truth is found from His Word, and the truth shall set us free. But what I am so thankful for is that Jesus prayed for us. Jesus prayed for us. Sanctify them, Lord, by Your Word. Your Word is truth. And He sanctify. Would cleanse us. Set apart. Set apart. So if you have made the decision to follow Christ, the Word of God tells us, continue. Continue your walk with God. Continue your walk with the Lord. Amen. So we ask ourselves, how is our walk with God? How is our walk with God? Others might start, okay. Minsan, in the middle of a journey, nanghihina tayo or nanlalamig. We all go through that. Huwag po tayong mahiyang sabihin niya na, pwede bang ipag-pray mo ako? Kasi I need to be revived. Huwag po kayong mahiyang sabihin niyan. This is what the body of Christ is supposed to be. Why do we want to have men's fellowship? Men, alam ko ang most men, is this a true statement? I'm going to ask the men. Is it hard for you to open up to someone? Yeah. Yun na nga. Thank you, Brother Art, for your honesty. Thank you for that honesty. Yes. Minsan, you can't even confide it even to your own wives or someone close to you, right? But here's the thing. When God, ang biblical meaning ho ng fellowship is more than just having lunch together. Fellowship is when you and I spend time and we get close to one another na nagkakaalaman na po tayo ng kanya-kanyang yung transparency, kahinaan, weaknesses. And when God would cause us to see our own yung weaknesses ng iba, huwag sabihin, "Ako naman 'yan, tagal-tagal lang Kristiyano." 'Di ba ganoon minsan tayo? No. Huwag pong ganoon kasi may kanya-kanya tayong struggles. My strength might be different from yours. Your strength is not my strength. Right? Ang bawat isa is unique. So men, okay, mabalik po tayo sa men. Sa women, mas madali ba sa women ang mag-open up? Yes. Someone posted on their Facebook, I laughed. The best person to tell my secret is my husband. Sabi, why? Because you know what? He will never remember it in the first place because he's never paying attention to it. Sabi mo daw yung secret mo sa saw. Akalimutan kasi hindi naman nakikinig eh. Hindi na maalala. Yeah, you know. Kasi ang babae madetalya. I remember my dad and my mom when you know when my dad was alive, they would have conversations about many things. Di ang mami ko makwento, kwento siya madetalya. Kaya ang daddy ko madalas namin narinig, sige na tapos ano na ano. Pagkatapos sige. Come on, hinihintay niya yung ano, go straight to the point and there. Siguro yung daddy ko, tutulog na. No, hindi na napakinggan yung ano, highlight ng story. But, you know, iba, men are different. Ganun. Gusto nila yung, spare me the details. Come on, action, maktibo, no? Ang babae, more on the emotional side, di ba? Yeah. Isa pag nag-away yung mag-asawa. But ganun, nag-usap kami, parang feeling ko yung gusto niya agad, okay na agad. Hindi eh. Kailangan kumbaga namnamin niya na nasaktan ako. Kailangan. Hindi ba? Ganun ano, sasabihin ng mga, ano pa ba? Nag-sorry na ako, no? Tapos, bakit ganun? Ayaw pa akong kibuin. Gusto pa yung, ano, ganun. Minsan, silent treatment, no? Iba-iba. So, men should understand women and women should also understand how God created each one. No? Okay, sige. Hindi naman ho to marriage conference. So, na, medyo nasaliwa yung ating. Okay, alright. Let's continue with the story. Amen. Okay, parents. Alright. And so, wag po tayong matakot sa, let not that be our basis. It's okay to seek approval. We all know that God knows that. But when it comes to spiritual things and matters of God, we should have more weight sa fear of God. Why fear man who does not have the power to send you to hell? Rather, fear God. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And then, ahantong yun sa Lord, pag hindi kita sinunod, mas natatakot akong malayo sa'yo. Lord, mas natatakot akong this would cause my eternal destiny if I don't give this up, if I don't repent of this sin, or whether to forgive someone who's offended me big time. God, sabi mo, you cannot forgive me if I don't forgive this person. So that alone can say, oh my God, sige na, Lord, I will make that decision. I decide to forgive these people. Amen. I release them to you, God. Alam mo yung ginawang injustice sa akin, unfairness, God. You know them. You know everything. Kaya, that's why the Bible, kinanta natin, we are more than conquerors. We are more than conquerors. Kasi it's through the power of God that could make us, would help us to decide things na we cannot do for ourselves. Amen. So relationships, it's so critical. Kasi, let me say this, when the Word of God constantly reminds us that we are already towards the end of this age. You know, the one thing that Satan would do is yung offenses. Sa body of Christ, lalo sa body of Christ. When offenses come, pag may nakasakit ng damdamin, hindi ho yung, a lot of people, easy way out, just leave the church and go to another church. No, that's not the, hindi po yun. When you know that, kaya that's why the Bible says, understand now the will of God. Meron hong will si God kung saan tayo, where you and I will be planted, in what local church. Meaning to say, if God says, be here, and this is where I want you to be planted, and this is where you're going to serve. And so when offenses come, gagamitin lang ni Lord na ma-refine tayo, right? When someone does something to us na hindi natin nagustuhan, we just forgive. You know, I'm so blessed na, you know, let me give you just an example. Helping each other out. Last Sunday was supposed to be Sister Sally's turn to lead the praise and worship, but Saturday came and we're laughing at it right now, pero thank God the voice is back, okay? But this is just an example. We saw the team worked it out. Salip na naman last minute. Eh, paano naman? Walang boses, ano? Sabi ni Sister Sally, mukhang magiging China cry. You know what China cry? Nag-worship ng, ano, yung silent. But here's the thing. Things can happen like that, but I think it's more of the attitude. It's more of the attitude. Oh, sige na, sige. Akong susunod, sige. And then so Sister Louisa. And so they ushered us into the presence of God. Konting struggle minsan, no? Minsan, but we're not here for the, although we want yung technical aspect, we leave that sa, ano, we're living sa grace ng Panginoon. God looks at the heart, number one. Amen. Pero that doesn't tell you na wag konting practice. Then, biro lang po. Yeah. So, teamwork. So we help each other out. We help each other out. Amen. So let's continue po. Hallelujah. And so, here's the thing. So the parents, they were not strong enough. Ang faith nila was not strong enough for them to boldly say, yes, Jesus healed our son. The time is now for us to acknowledge and to declare who is Christ in your life. Sabihin natin na Jesus is my Savior. Jesus is my Lord. He's my all in all. Amen. And so let's continue. Kaya ang gusto natin na masigurado, you be convinced of who Christ is in your life. Because people can come to church Sunday, Sunday after Sunday. Pero if a person will never make that decision to acknowledge Christ and accept Him as His Savior and Lord, that person will miss out. That person will miss out. Kaya, all of us are given the opportunity. Kaya, you know, can I tell you this? Someone criticized me for doing that on Sunday services. Why do they have to ask people to say this prayer? You know what? People can say things, and if it's not, hindi nila alam what the Word of God says. Because sa Romans, it tells us na kailangan i-acknowledge si Jesus with our lips. What we should confess with our lips what we believe in our hearts, and that would seal our salvation. We want to do things the biblical way. One time, because the Bible tells us we need to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. Paano magiging meaningful ang worship? Because this blind man, his faith started with him experiencing the healing from God. And di ba nung tinanong siya ni Jesus, sabi niya, you know, the one speaking to you, he's the one, right? And sabi niya, Lord, I believe, and he worshiped Jesus. So faith is not enough to say, I believe in Jesus, pero walang worship. A person can be in a sanctuary and just... No. Walang involvement, you know? Every part of us, kahit na hindi magandang voice, you know, it's... He wants us, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Lord, you are my strength, God. And so, ang worship leader would just usher us and help us to get into that moment wherein we would want to, what we believe in our hearts, we express it. We express it. If I clap my hands, I might not be able to do the quick dances and all, but I could still clap my hands and use my tambourine and use my voice. Worship the Lord. What's keeping you? What's holding you back? Hallelujah. In spirit, why? When a person is born again, now that person now begins to realize, oh my, that part of us is able to hear from God. Now we begin to hear the voice of God. May connection na. I always use this, if you are so into Wi-Fi connection, how important it is to have Wi-Fi connection, there's something much more important, and that is to be connected to the Lord. Amen. To be connected to God, to abide in His Word, and we can be fruitful. Abide in His Word. Stay in the Word. Stay connected to God. Amen. And the enemy would put a lot of stumbling blocks and hindrances for us to do that. Would require effort on your part and mine. It might be a physical limitation, but I remember that woman with the issue of blood. She was so desperate for a miracle because she said, if I just touch the hem of His garment, I know I will be healed. Do you know how difficult it was for that woman to get to Jesus? It was difficult because a woman with the issue of blood, a woman would understand this because I had that same trouble. I could barely walk. Barely walk. But for her to go out of the house, number one, and the Bible tells us na halos she was crawling, edge kasi. And there was a huge crowd. A huge crowd. She crawled towards Jesus. And it took effort for her to get the miracle from God. And so, there would be so many things, so many reasons for us na gagawin ang kaaway to hinder us from coming to Jesus. But praise God. Praise the Lord for His enabling power. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so as we end, look at this. So we see four kinds of reactions, right? Will we be skeptical? Totoo ba yan? Yung pinupuntahan mo, totoo ba yan? Second, will we be bound by man's tradition that will keep us from pursuing knowing Christ? O naku, ano kaya sasabihin ng mga kagrupo ko? O, na born against ka na. You know, they would say, because they don't know. They don't know the word. But if that opportunity is given to you and me, it's a blessing. God cares for us. Kaya binigyan niya tayong lahat ng opportunity to hear the gospel of the Lord. And one thing about this blind man was, yung faith niya, nag-progress. He heard first about Jesus. He had an encounter with Christ. And then that faith, nag-lead sa worshiping Jesus. And so, you know, I think a call for us today is for us to continue. Because most of us, is that a safe statement for every one of us to say that, what is your reaction to the message of the word today? Will you just brush it off? You know, it's just an ordinary Sunday. At times we drag our feet coming to church, but God in His mercy and grace, He nandyan siya lagi. Inaalalayan tayo. He is constantly by our side through His Holy Spirit to enable us when we are going through stages in our walk with God. We get discouraged. Sasabihin at times, I'm serving you, God. How come these things are happening? We don't hold the time. We don't control time as far as the fulfillment of what God has promised in your life. Or you're praying for certain things and you're still waiting for its fulfillment. God has blessed us with testimonies of some who have waited for the longest time, 30 years. Katulad nila Brother Nelson, but the Lord fulfilled this promise because He knows the perfect time for everything. So I think God would want to encourage you and me. Let's continue in our walk with the Lord. The saddest thing that can happen to a person is to remain spiritually blind. Maari yung taong yun can see physically. But for katulad ng Pharisees, they were spiritually blind. Oh, how dare you talk to me about those things. That's spiritual blindness. There's no humility when the word of God is said. But, you know, our Lord, He is, we are not consumed because of the mercies of God. And so, our prayer is that may, when you and I come to know Christ more and more, it would lead us really magkaroon ng, Lord, we came here to bless you. You know, we were led with that song earlier. My heart's desire is to bless your name. Even in the midst of troubles, even in the midst of trials, my heart's desire is to bless your name. A man called Job experienced that. He knew exactly what it means to worship God. His worship was not based whether, oh, I'm not going to worship because I haven't received my blessings yet. No. True worship is recognizing who God is, who deserves our worship. Amen. The holiness of God, amen, who is in our midst. That when we are praying, you know, at times we can get so busy or occupied with certain things. But when we know and we sense the presence of God, God is here in our midst, we give Him what is due Him. We revere Him, God. We honor You, Lord. Tinataas ka namin, in-exalt kita, God. Because, Lord, I'm here and I thank You that You saved me. The gift of salvation, the grace that I don't deserve, ibinigay mo. That's why I came to serve You and to bless Your name. Let's pray. Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord. Lord Jesus, we honor You because You are the bread of life. You have the words of life. And by Your Spirit, God, You drew us to come this Sunday. You're the God who knows what's in our hearts. In fact, the Bible tells us in Hebrews that our hearts are naked before Your sight. Nothing is hidden from You, whether what you see in anyone's heart. It could be someone is going through difficult times and the testing of faith has come upon the life of that brother or sister, Lord God, nang hihina siya. Or discouragement creeps in, has crept in, and Lord, yung one's fervency and fervor is no longer there. We find ourselves dragging our feet coming to church. Never let that be among any one of us, God. You love us so much that, God, you give us moments like this that we can come into your presence, God. And to know what Sabbath is all about, the day of rest that you've given us to come into your presence where there is rest for our souls. So many things can happen in our lives, God, and forgive us for ever thinking that we can go on with our lives apart from you. And at times we brag, oh Lord, I'm here. And yet, God, how we live our lives the rest of the week is not, Lord, in line with what you desire for us, God. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that God, it is you that brings conviction in our hearts when we fall short. All of us have fallen short. And yet, God, you give us that enablement, Lord God, to take that step of faith, God, to draw closer to you. We thank you for this story that you have reminded us all that, God, it is you who gives sight to the blind, not just the physical sense of it, but, God, even spiritually. We can get blinded with our own opinions, get blinded with our own way of thinking, God. But ang katotohanan, the truth is, we need your word to show us where we are spiritually. Lord, our prayer for all of us, God, is that, Lord, through your spirit, God, that you would cause us like that blind man when he experienced you, God, you brought him to the next level, God. That, God, he experienced a miracle from you and, God, it brought him to that level of worship, God. May that be true for all of us, God, we pray. Serving you is part of our worship, God. May we never get tired of it, Lord, because it's actually a privilege for us to be called co-laborers in Christ. In whatever ways, God, na kami makakapaglingkod sa iyo, Panginoon. God, thank you, Lord, for teaching us how to worship you in spirit and in truth. And Lord, I pray, God, na mag-increase ang level of faith ng bawat isa dito, Panginoon, for everyone, Lord God, in this local church, God. We know that you're not done yet, God. Each one of us is desperate for a miracle, God. Even when ang ways mo, Panginoon, when you ask us to do something that might be difficult for us to do, may we take that example of that blind man, God. Hindi niya kinwestiyon yung method mo, God. But once he heard your word, God, when you said, go and wash yourself, he did, and the miracle happened, God. May we never question your ways, God, we pray. Magkaroon kami ng understanding of your methods and ways, God, and your timing, Lord, in our lives, God. I pray that you would encourage many among your people, God, who are so desperate for that miracle, God, even as they are waiting for it. Thank you for your promise that, God, those who learn how to trust in you continually, you shall renew their strength, God. Through the work of your Spirit, O God, you're causing people to rise above their difficult circumstances. And to know that, God, there's a time wherein we need to be still and to know that with you, God, meron kang magagawa, Lord. You can do something, God. Even, Lord God, as we continually pray for others, God, what we're holding on, Lord God, to your word is that anyone who is in Christ is a new creation, Lord. You have the power to change lives, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Because ang buhay namin will never be defined of our past condition, God. That man who was blind was known to be someone just sitting there and begging, God. When you did that change in his life, hindi siya nakilala ng tao, Panginoon. Many did not recognize that kind of change you did in his life, God. And so, Lord, kami as a church, you have called us to keep pressing on, to persevere in praying for others, God. that in the name of Jesus, Lord, we know that, God, you're still in the business of bringing souls to you, God, saving lives, God. And Lord, our prayer is that you would use us all. Use us all. Hallelujah. Let's worship the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Let this be a meaningful worship to the Lord today. When I look into your holiness, when I gaze into your loveliness, when all things that surround become shadows in the light of you, joy of reaching your heart, when my will becomes enthroned in your love, when all things that surround become shadows in the light of you, I worship you. Of your Holy Spirit in the hearts of everyone gathered today in this place. It is your Holy Spirit of God that gives us understanding and revelation that would change our hearts forever, God. Yes. Yung pagbabagong kailangan mangyari sa buhay namin, God, it starts in our hearts, Lord. May we be those, Lord God, who worship you from the heart. Not just lip service, O God, but what you see in our heart is, God, yung sincere desire to lift up your name, to give reverence to you, Lord God, to your presence in our lives, God. Thank you for the forgiveness of our pride. Hallelujah. Isa inuuna namin yung personal dignity. Pero God, what we want is, God, we might look foolish in the eyes of others. But when there's a time for us really to just focus on you and give you our best in our worship, we would want to give you the best today. As we sing this song again, Lord, we pray that, God, it would just bless your heart. That, Father God, in Jesus' name, we know that, God, you can still perform miracles in the lives of people, God. One thing we know, you are teaching all of us to seek you first, not just the blessings, but that giver of blessings, and that's you, Lord Jesus. As we sing that song for the last time, you know, the Word of God reminds us that that's the reason why we're alive. That is to give our worship to God.
Salamat, Panginoon.
Amen. Let's sing that song again to the Lord. Sing it to the Lord.
When I look into your holy name,
focus on the Lord Jesus. Focus on Him.
When I gaze into your loveliness, when all things that surround become shadows in the light of you. When I found the joy of reaching your heart, when my will becomes enthroned in your love, when all things that surround become shadows in the light of you.
Let's worship Him.
Worship Jesus.
I worship you.
Church,
I worship you. The reason I live is to worship you. I worship you,
Jesus.
I worship you.
Shine brightly upon the lives of your people.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
We thank you for reminding us through your word, God, of who you are, that you are Christ Jesus, you are the Messiah, you are the anointed one of God, you are the light of the world,
yes, you
are the way, the truth, and the life.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for revealing Jesus to us more and more, Holy Spirit of God. We thank you, Lord, for reminding us that, Lord, you are a supernatural God.
Yes, you are, God.
You see the desperation in the hearts of your people today. You have built up our faith to remind us all that when we turn to you and give to you all of our concerns and burdens, God, you are here through the power of your Spirit to move, oh God.
Hallelujah.
To bring about that change, oh God, not just in our lives, but in the lives of those we continually lift up to you before your throne of grace. Thank you for just comforting and encouraging your people today.
Lord.
That you have not forgotten any one of us. In fact, we are inscribed in the palm of your hand. That, Lord, you are still at work. The miracle is about to happen. We need to wait patiently and to trust in you, to trust in your word, God. We thank you, God. As all of our concerns and our problems are laid before your throne of grace, thank you for reminding us that these are opportunities for the power of God to be manifested and displayed.
Hallelujah.
In the lives of your people, God. Hallelujah. Thank you for touching everyone. your hedge of protection upon us, from our children,
yes,
to all the adults, Lord God, and even for those who are not here with us today. That because you are the shepherd of our soul, Lord Jesus, that you are watching over us, guiding us. We thank you for protecting us from the evil one. We thank you, Lord, O God, for your word that is truth to all of us.
Amen.
That we may know the lies of the enemy, God, and not yield to his lies. And that, Father God, thank you, Lord, for blessing everyone. That our lives be a blessing to many, God. There's so many more who need Jesus in their lives, God. And Lord of the harvest, our prayers that as a church, use us, O God. We commit to you the remainder of this day, Lord. Even in our time of fellowship, Lord God, tinuturo mo sa amin how to be sensitive to the needs of one another, God. Someone may be struggling, God, but Lord, use us, O God, to be an encouragement, Lord God, to be a help, Lord God, whether it be in praying or kung mayroong needs, O God, material needs, that you would use us to those who are struggling, God, in whatever ways. Father God, we thank you for uniting us as a church, God, for blessings come when there's unity. Thank you, Father God. Bless every family represented in this local church. Let there be peace in the walls of every home. We receive the strength and healing to our bodies, the renewing of our minds. Always think about good things.
Salamat,
never Panginoon. Negative things, God.
Yes, oh God.
Thank you, God, that, Lord, you would bring success to whatever our hands can find to do. That, Lord, oh God, when they ask us what is the secret of your success, may we lead them to Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. And even our time of fellowship and the meal we are to partake together, God. Salamat, Lord, for
thank you,
many
Lord.
Blessings you've given us, Lord God, as a church. And we honor you today. We give you the highest praise.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name, God bless you all. Amen. Woo! Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Conqueror, I'm victorious, I'm reigning with Jesus.